I know, Craig, you wanted me to do this, but I'm not going to go in that direction just because of that. I'm going somewhere else this morning. More music from Cyndi Lauper. It's from the Tony Award winning Kinky Boots, which we have discovered, Cyndi, by the way, that our local college, Baldwin Wallace, is performing this month.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's like, I guess they call it the academic premiere of Kinky Boots at the Music Theater. So it's making its rounds to all other folks for more people to see that wonderful story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the story's very important. It's a good story.
Well, the story this morning we're talking about, we're also joined by dermatologist Dr. Michelle Henry, here to talk about psoriasis. We've probably seen the commercials, Cindy's face out there. She's sort of let people know that she has suffered from this. Doctor, first of all, give us a background of what psoriasis is.
So psoriasis is a chronic inflammatory condition, and often what you see are scaly, thick plaques of skin on the elbows, on the knees, on the scalp, and it can be really difficult to deal with. Oftentimes, these plaques, they're scaling, they're itchy, they can sometimes bleed, and it can be really difficult to manage the demands of your job alongside the needs of your psoriasis. So what we're talking about today is a new campaign called PSO at Work. It's all about learning to deal with your psoriasis at work and make your workplace environment more accepting and open of your condition.
Doctor, how does this disease or condition come on?
So, you know, psoriasis, there's still a lot we don't know about psoriasis, but what we do know is that it involves the immune system, there's a genetic component, and then there are environmental triggers, and they differ for every person. So it could be stress, it could be a virus or an illness, it could be the weather, and so it can be a bit unpredictable.
Cyndi, when did you get diagnosed with this or understand you had this?
Yeah, that's what they said to me when I went in. They said, immediately, did you have an infection or a cold? And I said, yeah, I had a cold. I was in Europe. I was singing. I was working. You know, it started on my head, and we took a little break in Mallorca and Spain, and I thought my kid plays hockey. I thought maybe I had bugs or something, you know, so I went to the doctor, and he said, oh, no, this is psoriasis. Here's a shampoo. So I figured, okay, shampoo, that's good, easy, but it spreads. It's a dirty trick. Mm-hmm. It spreads. And then at one point, it spread on my whole entire body. I don't know what that's called, but I guess when the skin is traumatized, it spreads.
Yeah.
And so from head to toe, I had it.
Mm-hmm. And that's really common, you know. There are varying degrees of involvement. So there's mild psoriasis, there's moderate, and there's severe, where you can be completely covered. And really your treatment depends on the level of your severity or how much involvement you have. But psoriasis is really common. 8 million people suffer from psoriasis.
Yeah, and one of 8 million.
Exactly.
So.
And many are in hiding because, as Cyndi said, it can really cover any part of the body. And so it can be really taxing mentally and physically to treat your lesions.
And you don't, the whole thing is, you don't, a lot of times you sit alone. Like I thought it was from stress. Mm-hmm. So I laid in bed, and one time I felt like it was covering me entirely, and the bed thing was not happening. Mm-hmm. And then I got up to work, and I was, at one point, couldn't regulate my body temperature. Mm. I was freezing and hot at the same time all the time.
Yeah.
And then they would give you a little tube. Like, you go, oh, yeah, here's a tube. And you're like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
What's that for, my foot? You know. And it's like, and then I did the rubber suit.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked until I started using the cream on the lesions as they came back. And then one time my skin was so thin it came off in the cab.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is like death becomes so, except we don't have Bruce Willis to put back. So, you know, it was tough. And I'm glad I found something finally. Yeah.
Doctor, did you ever hear also of light? They have sort of light chambers or things that people have used for
this? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So light therapy is a huge part of our treatment. So when a patient is absolutely covered and maybe they're not a candidate for an oral medication, or we don't want to use an oral medication on them or an injectable medication, we often use light therapy. And light therapy can be quite effective. And so oftentimes we see that psoriasis patients actually do a little bit better during the summer months, because UV light can be quite effective for reducing the inflammation in those patches. So light therapy is something we use quite frequently.
Yeah, but then I did that. I sat in the sun. Mm-hmm. And then on all my lesions, I now have scars from the sun.
Yeah, and it's a tricky...
You got to talk about that because I didn't know.
It's tricky because UV light helps to reduce psoriasis, but a sunburn actually can worsen it because any trauma to the skin can worsen it. And so, you know, not every treatment is right for every patient. So oftentimes I'll start a patient off with UV light. Maybe it doesn't work for them. I have to switch them to an oral or an injectable. So it's all about having an open conversation with your doctor, knowing that it is a little bit of trial and error finding the right recipe for your psoriasis. And I always tell my patients, we're going to hold hands, we're going to walk through this journey, and we're going to find what's right for you.
Yeah, because everyone's so different.
Exactly.
Does it get affected by the seasons as well? We're coming into the winter months where we're indoors, you get a different humidity, you have that sort of thing happening too, or not?
Exactly. This is psoriasis season. I see lots of patients coming in with psoriasis during this time because how do we warm up indoors with dry heat? And that kind of dry environment can really trigger psoriasis. So I really talk to my patients about trying as much as they can at work as well and at home to control their microenvironment so that their skin is more comfortable.
So, doctor, what about, like, using creams on the extremities all the time?
Yeah.
Does that work?
You know, for some patients it works. But like you said, sometimes the tubes are too small. If you're completely covered, you get fatigue.
That. I don't mean that kind of thing. I mean just everyday moisturizing your body, not with cortisone, but with creams with a thinner, you know, some creams are very heavy, so they sit on top.
Yeah.
Others actually penetrate your skin.
So creams are a good addition to your skincare regimen with psoriasis. I like creams that contain ingredients like urea and like salicylic acid because they help to gently exfoliate those plaques so you get more hydration and moisturization. So it is really critical that even outside of your prescription medications that you're also using good skincare to help make sure you optimize your skin.
Cindy, when did you make a decision that you wanted to be a spokesperson or let people know that you actually had this condition, maybe helping to help others?
Well, it kind of just happened to me because I was doing the Share tour, and it was really bad. And I was making jokes about myself because I also have not just plaques but gut pain, psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And so I called myself a connected dot game. And so Novartis, this company that is now doing the PSOatWork.com and the hashtag PSOatWork Share Your Story campaign, which I think is great because once you start talking to each other, you feel better. You're not so alone, and you're not. You're one of 8 million in America alone. So it's a lot of people in the world have it.
Yeah.
But that's how I got involved because they contacted my people, and my people were so fed up with me being sick that they kind of pushed me in, and then before I knew it, I was talking to other patients. And then they said to me how important it was that I would be speaking for them, and don't forget to tell people that it's not contagious, which I'm saying now because a lot of times, you know, the way people look at you when you have a flare-up, everyone thinks it's contagious, you know. Me personally, I was always spiteful. I'd touch the person first, and then I'd say it wasn't contagious. But, you know, not everybody's like that. But, you know, I know that wasn't right, and I am working on myself not to be that way, but I'm just saying. You know, sorry.
That's a common concern. A lot of patients kind of hide, and they carry a lot of secrets about their psoriasis because they don't want to make others uncomfortable. And so really being able to kind of lift that veil and have a conversation so that everyone knows that this is a common condition that is not contagious will really help to reduce their stress and the psychological burden of psoriasis.
Well, we appreciate you sharing the story this morning and also getting some good information out. PSOatWork.com is the place for that. Dr. Henry, we appreciate your time. And Cindy,
thanks
for sharing the story. We appreciate it very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.